The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
For Parshas Bahar, let us Beis Hashem discuss an interesting halacha that's brought here in the Rashi, in Parshas Bahar, that certainly is very negela maisa. In Perakofei Pasik Yudalid, right at Sheini, we have a Pasik v'chi simkeru mimker la'misecha. When a person will sell something to another yid, oy konoi miyada misecha, he will buy something from another yid, al toinu ishes ochiv. This is the isra of oinoas moment, one is not allowed to overcharge. That's the simple pshat, as Rashi says. But Rashi brings another pshat from Teres Kehanim. V'oid yesh drosha. Teres Kehanim darshins from this pasuk, minayin gishat moicher. How do we know that when one has an item to sell, mechor li Yisrael chavercha, that one should give rights to a Yisrael first to buy it over a non-Jew? Talmud loymar v'chi simkeru mimkor, La misecha, as if the pasuk is to be read, v'chi simka mimkor, mimkoru mimkor, when you have something to sell, la misecha, sell it to someone in your nation. And uminayim shimbas liknois, so too if you have something to buy, kenei mi Yisrael chaverecha, so too you should buy it from a yid, as opposed to a goy, talmud lomar, oy konoi miyada misecha. Or when you buy something, you should buy it from a yid and not a goy. So let's discuss what are the parameters of this halacha. Does this apply nowadays? Is it at all expense? Is even if it's much more money? To what extent of trouble is a person mechuyev to go to buy from a yid as opposed to a goy? And it doesn't only go in terms of purchasing something, in terms of hiring workers, whether it's contractors, landscapers, etc. And it's very relevant nowadays because we know that you can easily buy things for cheaper and with less trouble in department stores and chain stores to buy it online, which is obviously much more efficient and usually less costly than buying it from a small store. As a matter of fact, this halacha that Rashi brings from the Medrash here, from the Teres Kehanim, is not brought in the Rambam, not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, which leads some poskim to say that indeed it's not relevant today. There's a tshuva in the Yaskel Avdi, Rabbi Avadya Hedayah and Chelek Dalet Simen Vav, that says that's the reason why the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch omitted this halacha, because it doesn't apply today. His svara being that this was only at a time where we lived only amongst the Yidden. So there the halacha was, give precedence to a yid, what do you have to buy it from a guy for? However, nowadays that we do so much business, buying and selling, and interact so much with non-Jewish people, being that we're in Golus amongst them, so therefore it wouldn't apply. It's a little troublesome to understand this, because first of all, that would only explain why the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring that halacha, if it wouldn't be relevant today. But the Rambam we know brings all halachas, even if they're not negei l'maisa today. And secondly, if it was only talking about when we are buying from Yidden and dealing with Yidden, so why would I need the halacha then? It would seem the halacha applies when I have an option, I have a choice to buy from a Yid or a Goy, it should be given the option to the Yid. Although we'll see later that the Marsham also wants to present such a svara as well, that maybe it doesn't apply today. But from many Paiskin, most notably the Ramah, the Chassam Sofer, the Chofetz Chaim, we see indeed they took this halacha quite seriously and quite halacha l'maisa. So there was a maisa, it's now already a famous maisa, we'll just speak it out, that goes back to the year 1550, with the great Maram Padova, Remeir Katznellenbogen of Venice, reprinted a new printing of the Rambam, of the Mishneh Torah. And he did so because there were a lot of mistakes in previous versions of the Rambam, and he fixed them, and he added his own tikkunim and hagoyis to this, and he spent a significant amount of money to invest to be able to publish a new printing of the Rambam. And interestingly, in those days, a Jew was not allowed to print in Italy in the 1500s, and therefore he had to go to a non-Jewish publishing house, a printing house. So he decided to use a newish type of publisher, a new publisher, publishing company, summoned by a guy by the name of Bragadin. And he printed it over there. The previous printing house that was already more established, someone by the name of Marco Antonio Giustinani, he did not take lightly to this. He was upset that the Maran Padova did not use him to publish these Sfarim of the Rambam. These publishing houses of the Goyim printed a lot of Jewish books. They printed the Gemara, they printed the Chumash. See, he was very upset. And in an act of revenge, he decided to print as well a new copy of the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam. Seems that he stole some of the galleys of that were in Bragadin's publishing house, and he printed on his own. And Giustinani, he was a nobleman and he was a wealthy Italian non-Jew, he was able to sell it, perhaps even at a loss for himself, but certainly enough to undercut the price that the other publishing house, the one that the Maran Padova was engaged in the services, and to undercut his sales. And this would have been a terrible financial loss for the Maran Padova. So the Maran Padova sent a Shaila to the Ramah in Poland, and the Ramah, whose yard site indeed is Lag BaOmer. What's interestingly is the Maran Padova at the time was close to 70 years old, and the Ramah was roughly 20 years old. And he sent the Shaila, who is the halacha like, and does he have rights to make it that Yidden should only buy from him? And indeed, in a tshuva that we have now printed up, a nice long tshuva, fascinating tshuva, we'll only touch a couple of parts of it that deal with our halacha over here, but it's kedai to see the entire tshuva of the Ramah and Simen Yud in Tshuvas HaRamah. And indeed, the Ramah says that the halacha is that the Maran Padova has rights to sell his version of the Rambam, and ad kedai kach, the Ramah put a cherem and a shamta on anybody that buys from the other publishing house, from this other guy, because it would be a loss of money to the Maran Padova. And the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuvin Chosha Mishpat Simen Ayin Tes writes that this maisa is what precipitated that from that time on people started writing haskomas when they published Svarim, and that haskoma was basically that they should, for a certain amount of time, you would not be able to be masikvul, you were not able to be able to reprint that same sefer in order for the investment of money that the person who was publishing this particular sefer put into it until he's able to first recoup and make a profit on his sefer. So the Ramah presents four different reasons, four foundations as he calls it, for why the halacha would be that one has to buy dafka from the Maran Padova as opposed to the other publishing house. And then the Yesod HaShlishi, says the Ramah, it comes from this Rashi. Rashi says clearly that if you could buy from a Yid or you could buy from a Goy, one must take precedence, give precedence to the Yid and buy from him. Oy konoy miyadam yisecha, very clearly. So says the Ramah, maybe you'll say that that's davka if the price is the same. If they're of equal price, the Torah says, why not give business to the Yid? Give the business to the Yid of the same price. So the Ramah wants to prove from two different Gemaras that that's not the case. And in fact, even if the Goy is cheaper and you would have to pay more money to the Yid, still the halacha would be that you have to buy from the Yid. One Gemara he brings in Zabam Metzia and Ezeu Neshech and Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. Over there it says, Im Kesef Tal Ve Es Ami, Es Ami Ve Nochri, if you have a choice to lend money to either a Yid or to a Goy, you have to give precedence to the Yid and lend him first. So the Gemara says, Napshita, says the Gemara, afilu goy beribis, which means even if you could lend money to the goy, and you would be able to then make a profit on that money, because you'd be able to charge him interest, which according to the Rambam, it's lanochri sashich, is a mitzvah. But even like most Rishayim, it's not a mitzvah, but you're allowed to, so you certainly would be able to gain money on that halva, that loan. Still, the Gemara says, if there's a yid who needs money to be lent to him, and a guy, one has to give priority to the yid. Says the Ramoy, a riot from this, that you see, even when you have to incur a loss, you still have to give precedence to the yid. Another raya is from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, which is also in Psachim, Chof Alvel and Bebeis. The Gemara said, the Pasuk says, when you have a nevela, you can't eat a nevela. What should you do with the nevela? Like Gera Shebesherecha Tetaneno Va'achola, Oy Mechor L'Nochri. So you can either give it as a gift to a Gera, Ger Toshav, or you could sell it to a Nochri. And the Gemara has a Machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. But in the Maskonas HaGemara, all agree that there is kedima to the ger over the goy, which means there's kedima to gift it, to give it as a matara to the ger before giving it as a sale to the goy. The only machlokes is, Reb Meir says that's what you need the pasuk for, and Reb Yehuda says you don't even need a pasuk, ain't tzorach krol hakdume, for hakdama to be makdim, giving it to the ger, or selling it to the goy, you don't even need a pasuk for that. And the Ramah says, well, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, you don't even really need a pasuk to tell me that you have to give kedima. And that would tell us that even if you have to be makdim the ger over the sale to the guy, you would have to do so, even though you would be losing money, because you could sell it to the guy and make money, and be giving it to the ger would be giving it away for free. This is the Ramah's conclusion, at least one of the reasons, and even though he has three other reasons why people in that case for the publishing of the Mishneh Torah would have to buy davka from the publishing house the Maran Padova used as opposed to the other one, but we see that this reason stands on its own, as we see in the Chasam Sofer that he passes like this in Choshe Mishpat Ayin Tes, and as well we find the Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Avas Chesed, in Chelek Aleph, Perek Hei, Ois Vovin Zayin, he brings this halach of the Ramah, Lamaisa. However, he has two caveats, the Chofetz Chaim, even though he does paskin like the Ramah, but he makes two qualifications. One of them is that it's dafkor v'tzadover muat. So if it's going to be a big difference for buying an item from a Jew or buying an item from a goy, says the Chofetz Chaim, that avada the Ramah was never talking about. To read his lashon and the Avas Chesed and Oy Zayin over there again, Chelek Aleph Perikay Oy Zayin Vafilo Makanani Moisiv Maat Yoyser Alamekach. Even if the goy would pay a little bit more to buy this item from the yid, Afilo Ochi It's Mutav Limkar LiYisrael BaPachus. It's still better, even if you're going to have to lose a little bit. V'chein hu adin linim kinyan, to buy something. Mut of yoyse sheyikne mi Yisrael. It's better to buy it from a yid, afilam yitztarak lahoysif ma'at yoyser. And he quotes the Tshuvas HaRama as the source, but we see, as he explains in the Nesiv HaChesed, that this would only apply if the demarcation between the yid and the goy would only be a dover mu'at. Obviously, what a davar mu'at is hard to quantify exactly. It goes by each person considering what they considered a davar mu'at, what would really sort of hurt the, break the bank, so to say. Every person would have to decide on his own what a davar mu'at is. But here we see that it has to be, the differential has to be only a davar mu'at. The second chiddush the Chofetz Chaim says is that it's only something that doesn't have a market value. But if there's something that is clear, this is the market value, this is the regular price of this item, and the Jew hikes up the price, the Jew is charging a different price, a higher price, says the Chofetz Chaim, that also would not be considered in this halacha that one would even have to consider the fact to buy from the Yid over the guy. This is what the Chofetz Chaim says. But if all things are equal, and certainly in service businesses, where it's hard to say an exact price, there certainly usually is a range. So there, you would have to only go with the first Tanai of the Chofetz Chaim. If it's a davar muat, if it's only a davar muat more to use the Yid, use his services. If it's a davar muat more that the guy would pay for this item, it's only a little bit more, then that's where this halacha would be, that you would have to use the services of a Yid, and you should buy it or sell it from a Yid, as this Rashi tells us here in the Parsha, on this Pasuk, the Chisimkaru Oikonoi. There is the Marsham, in his Sefer Mishpat Shalom, in the Hakadama to Simen Kuf Pei Tes, in Choshe Mishpat, he is Matmiya on the Ramah and the Chsam Sefer, who paskins like the Ramah, and he says it must be Ishtamtum Idei, must be they forgot about a halacha mufureshes in Shulchan Aruch. There's a halach in Choshe Mishpat in Simen Kufayin Hei, Sif Mem and Sif Mem Aleph, and over there it says that if there's a din of a bar mitzvah, someone has a property, and adjacent to that, right next to that property, has another one. So the halacha is that he can't sell it to a guy. If the yid is the bar mitzvah, he has to sell it to the yid as opposed to the guy. But says the Shulchan Aruch, that's davka if it's going to be the same price. Davkim is same price, says the Shulchan Aruch, that if a Yid sells not to his bar mitzvah, the Yid, but sells his field to a guy, im oisekein mishantinele, we put him in chayrim, we excommunicate him. But says the Shulchan Aruch, bamed var mamurim, kishayachol lemoichar liyisrael bidomim shenoisin o'akum. That's only if you could sell it to the Yid for the same amount that the guy is offering. But you're not mechuyev to sell the yid at a lower price as opposed to the guy. Says the Marsham, is l'chayr, this is an open stira to what the Ramah is paskening. The Ramah doesn't argue on that halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And he says it seems that this din of the Shulchan Aruch from the Ramah and the Chassam Seif. The Marsham therefore wants to say maybe this halacha indeed doesn't apply nowadays. But in truth, the Chofetz Chaim already answered this kasha. Chofetz Chaim over there in the Nesiv HaChesed, in the footnote to Avas Chesed, he says that that's a different case. That din of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, are you mishamtin alei? Shulchan Aruch wants to know, do we have to put this person who sells it at a where it's the same price he would be able to get from the yid or from the guy, and he still sells it to the guy instead of his the bar mitzvah the yid over there mishamtinele, we put him in chayr with shamta. But it says the Shulchan Aruch, but if you can get a higher price for the guy, then we don't want to have a din of mishamtinele. But says the Chofetz Chaim, but in terms of the mitzvah of selling to a yid over a guy, buying from a yid over a guy, that certainly applies even if there is a differential between what you would make from the guy and the yid. And that's what a Chofetz Chaim's lashon is. It's mutav. Indeed, it's not a chiv. And that's why could be the Shulchan Aruch never brought this halacha, the Rambam never brought this halacha, because it's not a chiv. Even the Teres Kehanim is not a chiv, but it is a mitzvah to do. And it's a mutav. It's certainly preferred for one to give the business to the yid than to the guy. There is a shaila, the Maram Shik in Chesh Mishpat Simen Lamed Aleph discusses, what about tircha? He says, even if one would have to be matriach, even if one would have to go through a certain amount of trouble or bother to be able to sell it or buy it from a yid, he would also be mechuyev, could be not more than a mil, he would have to go ayin shum in that tshuva. Again, it's hard to give exact quantifications to this halakha of how much trouble, how much cheaper, if they'll deliver it to my house as opposed to me having to go to the store. One has to know, obviously, the parameters of it. And the truth of the matter is that, as we're saying, it's not halacha psuka that one is over on it. But one should know that when one can, where we're talking about, certainly if the difference in price is not very great in difference, and the trouble is not too much trouble, and we're assuming that the item is the same, the quality is the same of the service that that they're going to provide, we see here from this Rashi in the Torah, which is lahalacha lemaisa, was paskin by the Ramah, by the Chasam Sefer, by the Chofetz Chaim, that there is a mitzvah based on this pasuk, a mitzvah here based on the Torah of Chisimkru Mimkru Lamisecha, to give precedence to a yid, to sell to a yid if he wants it, even if there will be an incurrence of a loss, and to buy from a yid over the guy, even if there will be a little bit of a loss.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.